In the laws of tefillah, in the chapter 114, and we're up to subsection 2, and we're discussing over here about the special inserts that we put inside the second bracha, in the bracha second bracha of the Amida, in Ato Gibor, that we say, Mashiv HaRuach Umor Regeshem. We talked about that when it comes the first Musaf on the Shmini Atzeres, we change to Mashiv HaRuach Umor Regeshem to Umor Regeshem. We didn't talk so much about Ruach Umor Regeshem. And he said before, but we were learning about, you have to make an announcement first, the Chazan or the Shliach Tzibur, they have to announce it before you can start saying. Now, Siv Beis, he says, V'chein le'inyan hafsokah. The same thing is true as far with regards to when we finish. Ein poiskim lahazkir ad shemachrizim beveis haknesses moiridato. We don't stop from mentioning the geshem until there is an announcement in the shul. Here he doesn't specify the shliach tzibur or the shamash, that the leading of services or the attendant. He just says until there's announcement of the shul. I don't think it makes a difference who does the announcements, but there has to be an announcement in the shul which says Moirid Hatol. He said Moirid Hatol, and you do that Koidim Tfilas Musav Yom Tov Rishon Pesach. You do that before the Musav prayer on the first day of Pesach. B'mekoyim Shenoigim Loir Mar Moirid Hatol. This is, we're talking about those places where the tradition is to say Moirid Hatol in the place of Moirid HaGeshem. During the summer months, we replace Moirid HaGeshem, the one who brings the rain, to the one who brings down the dew. Now, the other places just don't do anything that we'll see. Just they do Morid HaGeshem during the winter, and in the summer they don't do anything. They stop. They just don't do Morid HaGeshem. But they would announce Morid HaTol in the places which they substitute Morid HaTol for the Morid HaGeshem. Shachrozes HaTal Simen Hu Lahem Lavsokas HaSkores HaGeshem. Announcing of the dew is the sign for them to stop mentioning the rain in this bracha. The koidem achroz zu, and prior to this announcement, ein hatzibur mafsikin melahaskir hageshem. The community does not stop from mentioning the geshem. Kilei kidei shelo yedover meuruv beneim. Again, not to be something mixed amongst them. I'm assuming that he's talking about like before, that when he gave the reason why we do it by Musaf, he says because not every everybody is there by Ma'ariv, so, and somebody will start saying in other places, so he says shouldn't be mixed up between them, shezeh maskir v'zeh ine maskir. So therefore, and by Shachris we said before, you can't do it because can't interrupt between the bracha, Goal Yisrael, Simer Gulut Fila. So it shouldn't be zeh maskir and maskir, v'yeh agudis agudis, and then you will be grouping. So therefore, nobody says it before. Everybody starts after the announcement in the shul. You say Morid Atol. That's when everybody starts changing it by the Musaf of the first day of Pesach. But he says here, the individual who's davening on his own, Rashoyi Lahaskir Hatal B'mekoyim HaGeshem B'mokim Geshem. He is permitted to mention the dew in the place of the geshem. When? What is he talking about over here? He says he could mention it. Not sure if he's talking about because by Moirid HaGeshem, he said the individual is not allowed to stay either. The individual has to wait for the Shliach Tzibur. And after the Shliach Tzibur, that's when he does it. But he says over here, the individual who davens by himself is permitted to mention the dew in the place of Geshem. What does it mean? When? He means to say, maybe at nighttime already, from the first night of Pesach, I'm not sure. Let's go by to see. Let's continue. Open Medina Seilu, further continues, in our countries. Now, a lot of things that the Alter Rebbe brings down, this is quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, even though we don't do it that way. So he says, but in our countries, the tradition is not to mention dew in the place of Geshem. The announcement of Tal isn't a sign at all to stop mentioning Geshem. Because what are you going to say Tal? You say Merid Atol doesn't say stop saying Geshem. So why would they announce it if they say Tal? So because you don't say the Tal, let's say they're going to announce say Tal. So Tal would mean what? Stop saying Merid Atol, but it doesn't mean that you're saying Merid. I mean, stop saying Merid Geshem. You're saying Tal, so which means no more Geshem, but it would be Tal doom. But that doesn't mean mentioning Geshem. So, but I guess you don't even announce it then. So he says it wouldn't help. Or so over there, the custom is not to stop from saying Geshem. So I understand. But so before he's talking about when a person who is davening Musaf before, that's what we were talking about before, I wasn't sure, but now I understand. He's talking about a person who's davening Musaf before, let's say, the Shliach Tzibur. So before we said, when it came to Merid HaGeshem, over there, if you're davening before the Tzibur, you can't say Merid HaGeshem, you have to wait for the Tzibur. But by Merid HaTol, it's different. Over there, if you're davening before the Shliach Tzibur is davening, you're doing your quiet Shimon Esrei, so then you can go ahead and say Merid HaTol, even though you didn't hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. You don't need to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. But in our communities, he says, people, when they're doing the quiet Amida, they bechlal won't change it. They wait till they hear. They only stop mentioning Geshem at Tfilas HaMincha. But while they're doing the Musaf of the Shachar of Musaf on the first day Pesach, they would still say Mashiv Merid HaGeshem, because Sheshamu Kvar Mishatz Sheposak B'Tfilas Musaf. Only by Mincha, when they already heard that the Shliach Tzibur by Musaf didn't mention it, that's when they stop. Because stopping over here, announcement doesn't do anything for you, because the announcement, you're not saying it, it's not a positive, it's just a stop. So in order to hear the stop, you have to first hear the Shliach Tzibur pray, and him not saying it. Oh, I just heard him daven. He didn't say Merid HaGeshem. So by Mincha that follows, then you wouldn't say anymore Merid HaGeshem. At that point, that's when you stop. Abu B'tfilas Musa, but the actual Musa prayer, Kol HaKol Gam HaShatz, but during the Musa prayer, also the community and also the Shliach Tzibur, Maskidim HaGeshem B'tfilas Lachash, they would say the Geshem during their quiet Amida. Kidei Shelo Yedovim Urav Bein HaTzibur, so there should be no mixture between the Tzibur, She'efshel HaKadis Koidim HaTfilah, because you can't make announcement before the davening, She'efsiku Melaskir HaGeshem. He doesn't want to, he can't announce that stop saying Geshem. When God has a praise, we praise God that He gives rain. Okay. So we don't want to make an announcement and say, oh, don't say God gives rain. Because that seems like that we refuse rain, like rain is no good for us, that we reject rain. Al-Derech She'omru, Emispalan al-Rav Teva. Similar to what we say, we don't pray. When Hashem gives too much good, we don't pray, enough. We don't pay too much good, let it be too much good. Okay, so therefore he says you're better off praying. So you we don't want to, saying Morid Atal is not going to help because they don't say Atal anyways, so there's nothing to announce. According to those conditions, we don't want to say don't say something because that would be like refusing God's goodness. So we don't have any choice. So we have to wait till So why doesn't the Shlich Tzibur stop in the morning services? Because of those people that weren't in the shul for Ma'ariv, and where they're going to see that the Shlich Tzibur in the Shachris doesn't say Morid Hageshem, they're going to think maybe he already stopped saying by Ma'ariv, maybe he stopped saying. Because the night goes after the day, so he's there, the Shliach Tzibur isn't saying, they're hearing the Shliach Tzibur not saying Morid Hageshem in the first Shachris on the first day of Pesach, and everybody's in Shul, and Shachris the first day of Pesach. You see, before, when it was necessary to make an announcement before the davening, you couldn't make the announcement. But over here, there's no announcement necessary. Over here, we're not making the announcement. All we're doing is we're stopping to say, starting to say Geshem. That's all we're doing. So the question is, why doesn't the Shliach Tzibur stop saying Geshem B'Shachris? So then by Musaf, everybody will say already, Morid, will stop saying Geshem. So he says, because the people that come to Shul and Shachris and see that the Shliach Tzibur didn't say Morid Hageshem, they're going to say, oh, he must have not said Morid Hageshem last night either. Because stay starts goes after the night. If we don't say it today, we must have not said it the night before. And the next year, lo yaskiru ba'arvis. And the next year, they're not going to mention it by Ma'ariv. And we know by Ma'ariv, since we're not going to announce it, there's nothing to announce, and there's nothing there. So these people are not going to announce it because they remember from last year that the Shliach Tzibur didn't say it. The other people are not going to remember, and they're going to say it. And they're going to say it by Musaf, and not going to say by Shachar. It's going to be a mix-up over there. So therefore, according to tradition, and those traditions, you stop saying it by Mincha. The Shliach Tzibur stops saying it by the repetition of Musaf, and the rest of the community stops saying it by Mincha. Okay. The rest of the community.
Musaf, you mean of Shachris? He stops saying it.
Musaf is Musaf. He stops saying by Musaf. Musaf is not Shachris. There's Shachris and then there's Musaf.
Yeah.
He stops saying it by Musaf, and then for the Mincha. So it turns out that by Shmini Atzeres Musaf, everybody will say already Morid Hageshem. By Shmini Atzeres, by first night Pesach, by Musaf, everybody will still say. The people will say Morid Hageshem, including the Chazan in the Quiet Shemon Esrei. When he repeats the Shemon Esrei, he will no longer say Morid Hageshem. Starting from Mincha, everybody's going to not say Morid Hageshem. But that's only based on this tradition that they don't say Morid Hatol. But in those who say Morid Hatol, so then you do make an announcement. And that means that you stop saying Morid Hageshem. Then you make an announcement of Morid Hatol. But I'm wondering. I think in the Ashkenaz Siddur, I think they don't say the regular Siddur. They don't say Morid Hatol, do they, or don't they?
Yeah, we do.
Do you say Morid Hatol? In the Chabad Siddur we say. I don't think we do. I'm not talking about the second one. I'm talking about the first part. I think they don't say. I think the Ashkenaz don't, the Rishon LeZion, they don't say. They don't say, right? They only say Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem, but they don't say Merid at all. I think that's